Amsterdam, and I run a game engine film company, animation done on games in the virtual world. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I graduated from Stuyvesant High School, first girls class. There were only 250 girls, 2,500 boys. We didn't have a bathroom. I went on to get a degree in economics. I was one of only two women in the department at the time. I was a stand-up comic. When I went to work on Wall Street, there are only two women who were front office. Me and another gal, right? We were in sales and trading. And today I read something in the Huffington Post, and I was reminded of how unequal our society still is, despite the fact that we've made awesome gains, even more awesome since I graduated high school. Your grandmother couldn't vote. And it was that there were 120,000 offshore accounts that are now being investigated, held sometimes illegally by politicians, con men, and the mega rich in an effort to, of course, hide their wealth. So if I'm here to talk about issues of equality, I have to acknowledge we do not live in an equal society for men, women, or children at a time when there is increasing inequity between rich and poor. That the great majority of the poor in our state are female-headed households makes these gross inequities even more abysmal. No, we do not live in an equal society. People will push forward with an agenda they want. There's money on the table. We are in an era when the gap between rich and poor has grown so substantial that we are indeed at a crossroads now. The question is, of course, what are we going to do about it? The government, which is made up of people just like you and me, sometimes needs a nudge to level that playing field. They don't seem to be able to initiate these broad moves on their own. Democracy is not a spectator sport, as previous generations who fought for the woman's right to vote and of equality between the races know, and of a present generation who are fighting indeed for marriage equality. Sometimes we just have to step outside our comfort zone in order to affect these changes. Women's issues are human rights issues. Freedom to decide how we can live and the health with which we can raise ourselves and our families depends on our being able to affect the political process. We need government to protect our health and safety because the public sector, quite simply, will not. Because democracy is not a spectator sport. Those of us who can speak must speak for those who don't and can't. I wish things weren't so unequal. I really actually wish the income tax rate in this country was back to the level as it was in Eisenhower's day, that radical. The gap between a CEO and their worker was not then 365 to 1. You know what that means? The worker works 365 days, the CEO one day. And I think to myself, you know, well, there aren't very many CEOs who are women on that scale. But you know, having more women in those types of positions is not going to improve the level of quality of life for most of the female-headed households in this state and country who have seen their income, wealth, and ability to affect change in their own life drop precipitously. And here's an idea how much. The median person in the poorest quintile has a family net worth that is 63% less than a generation ago. On the other hand, the median family in the top socioeconomic class has seen their wealth rise by 27%. So, we don't have an equal society, do we? Which means it's imperative that our elected politicians, whose salaries we do pay, although admittedly whose raises we don't okay, you know, need to hear from us, need to be responsive to this bigger picture that we are all living under. We need to show them what a healthy society looks like. We need our governor, our elected officials, to get behind our quality of life platforms, because if we don't fight for them in an increasingly unequal world, nobody will. This is the front line of the future of the country, and we must demand action on matters of equality for women, matters of income, job, pay equality, and overall health issues. Every one of us is affected by this in one way or another. The United States has the largest pay gap of any industrialized country in the world. New York State, as reported by the Times last year, has the largest inequality of income distribution in the country. Our state, what this means is that the New York State's household income distribution is equivalent to that of Costa Rica. Women's issues are people issues, are human issues. We must start with these to hold the powers that be, to reverse the trend of the vacuum up economy. That's the opposite of trickle down. So we have to advocate for what's fair and just, and that means we won't get taken advantage of. And that means men, women, and children. I'd like to end with a show of hands. Everyone in the room who's a man or who's here, please raise your hand. Everyone who's a woman, please raise your hand. That's all we got. Okay? We are truly in this as one. These are not divisive issues. This is your humanity speaking.